Pastor Rick Warren says that every word Jesus spoke was important and has life-changing power. There are seven words in particular that Jesus spoke during his final hours on the cross that hold the keys for finding fulfillment in your life, relationships, and even your career. Thanks for joining us here today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Seven Greatest Words of Love. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book that shows you the significance of the 15 stops Jesus made on the road to Calvary. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Word of Assurance.
Now, there are Christians, well-meaning Christians, that we love. And they're brothers and sisters of Christ. And they believe you have to be baptized to be saved. Where is that in the Bible? It's not. It's not in the Bible. There is no good work that you can do that gets you into heaven. It's simply saying, see. It's receiving the grace. Salvation is not what you do for God. It's what God does for you. When Jesus dies on the cross, he says, it is finished. Not I'm finished, because he wasn't. He's living alive today. He said, it is finished. I have paid for everything you need to get to heaven. Now, you ought to want to be baptized. Baptism is the public statement of saying, I've said see to Jesus. And to not be baptized is to basically say, I'm embarrassed that I've said see. I'm embarrassed that I've said yes. And I'm going to hide. I'm going to be a secret disciple, a closet Christian, a secret agent disciple. Lady Claire, all Christian, only God knows for sure. And if you laughed at that, you are so old, I want to tell you. They don't even do Lady Claire all commercials anymore, okay? So you are old, old, old. But you ought to be baptized. I mean, how would that was I said to my wife, honey, let's get married, but let's not tell anybody about it. She goes, what kind of commitment is that? And for you to say, I want to give my life to Jesus, but I don't want to be baptized, then you're ashamed of him. So I've said it many times, baptism is the wedding ring of the Christian life. This ring doesn't make me saved, it shows that I'm saved. I'm married. It doesn't save me. It has saved me a lot of pain, that's for sure. This ring doesn't make me married, it shows that I'm married. Baptism doesn't make you a Christian. It shows that you are. It's the outward symbol of the inward commitment in your heart. All right? Now, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It is by grace, circle. It is by grace that you've been saved. No other way. It's a free gift. Through faith, and even the faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, so no one can boast. If you could earn your way to heaven, do you imagine what an ego trip heaven would be like? People walking up, well, I got here because I gave $1 million to the United Way. And, well, I got here because it would just be one bragamony after another. But nobody's going to be able to brag in heaven because we all got there the same way. Free gift. See. Did you say see? Yeah, I said see. Okay. So it's just a gift. What is grace? And you know, an old man I heard one time was asked, what is grace? He said, it's something for nothing. And that's it. Grace is God giving you something for nothing. It's free. You don't earn it. You don't pay for it. You don't buy it. Now, there's one more thing that the thief knew, that you've got to know in order to get to heaven. And it's this. I must know Jesus will save me if I ask. Obviously, he wouldn't have asked if he hadn't known that Jesus would answer him. I must know that Jesus will save me if I ask. In verse 42, he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He believes Jesus is God. He's not a poser. He's not a prophet. He's not a good man. He's not an imposter. He is who he says he is, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Now note, It's interesting to me. The guy's hanging on the cross. He doesn't ask Jesus to take away his pain. He doesn't ask Jesus to take him down from the cross. He doesn't ask Jesus to heal him right there. Clearly, he's heard about Jesus. He's heard of the miracles. He's heard of Jesus raising people from the dead, all the things. Obviously, Jesus can do whatever he wants to do. He's God. But he doesn't ask for relief from pain or relief from the cross. He doesn't even ask for relief from death. He says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Why? Because he recognizes his deeper need is not the pain he's in, but the salvation from sin that he needs. Acts 16:31 says this, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that makes me think of a story. About 5 years ago, Daryl Gates died of cancer. Many of you remember Daryl Gates was the chief of police for L.A. And during Daryl Gates' career, he invented two things that are still used by thousands of police force. He invented the SWAT team. Daryl Gates invented the SWAT team. He also invented the DARE program, which is a drug and addiction program that's used by, you know, probably half of police forces in America. And about 5 years ago, Daryl was dying of cancer, and I went to go visit him in the hospital. It was actually just a few days before he died, and he knew he was dying. He was terminal, and I went to just see him. And, you know, when somebody's dying and they're terminal, I get right to the point. I don't mess around with a little chit-chat. And I walked in, and I sat down, and I said, Daryl, what is your assurance of heaven? I just said it. What is your assurance of heaven? He said, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. See. He didn't say, oh, I've tried to do good. I've tried to do my best and on and on. No, he just said, I believe, the Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, how can I be sure that I'm saved? I want you to write this down. You're not sure you're saved by your feelings, because feelings can come from all a bad burrito. You can have all kind. You can watch a TV and get your heartstrings pulled, and your emotions are an emotion. You know, kind of thing. No, you don't trust your salvation to your feelings. Let me ask you this: how many of you are married, or have been married? Can I see married or have been married? All right, how many of you, if you are married or have been married, always felt married? Yeah, some of you did. I didn't always feel married. But my emotions lie. Don't ever rely on your emotions. But you rely on this, write it down, the promise of God's word. How can I be sure I'm saved? Because of the promise of God's word. God never lies. People often ask me, is there anything God can't do? Yes, there are things God can't do. God cannot lie. You say, he can't? No, he cannot lie. Why? Because God cannot violate his character. And God is a God of honesty and truth. God is all truth comes from God. All truth comes from God. God cannot lie. Everything God tells you is the truth. Everything Satan tells you is a lie. Satan has never, ever, ever told you the truth. In Luke 23, verse 43, Jesus replies, I assure you, this is the word of assurance, I assure you that today you'll be with me in paradise. Now that little phrase, I assure you today that you will be, today you'll be with me in paradise. This is the word of assurance. This is the promise of God. That guy on the cross may have not felt like it, but he was headed for heaven because God had promised it. And when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you know four things about salvation. Write these down real quick. Four things. Salvation, number one, is immediate. He says, today you'll be with me in paradise. Not next week, not next month, not next year, not in 1,000 years from today. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Now, we have some Christian brothers and sisters who believe in a thing called soul sleep. And there is a certain group of Christians who believe that when you die, You die, and you just stay in the grave, and you stay there, and you sleep until the resurrection. And then at the resurrection, when Jesus comes back, the second coming, everybody raised up, and everybody goes to heaven. There's only a problem with that. It's not in the Bible. Jesus says, today, not in 5 years, not when I come back, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And by the way, he didn't say, today, you'll be with me in purgatory. If anybody deserved purgatory, it's a guy who on his deathbed goes, I'm in. I never did anything good in my life. That would be a guy who ought to be in limbo for a little while. There's only one problem. The word purgatory is not in the Bible. In fact, the last pope, Pope Benedict, said, you don't have to believe in it anymore. Why? Because it was only made up a few hundred years ago. It's not in the Bible. And even Pope Benedict said it's not necessary to believe it. So it was just a tradition that was started. It's not in the Bible. The word isn't even there. And if anybody deserved it, it was this guy who at the last minute had never done anything good with his life. He should have gone there. But there's no such thing as that. He says, today you'll be with me in paradise. So salvation is immediate. Number two, it's certain. Salvation is certain. He says, you will, not you might. There's no doubt about it. If God says it, it's true. You will. It's certain. Number three, salvation is a relationship. You will be with me. That's salvation. Relationship is being with Jesus, being with God. Notice, salvation is not rules. Salvation is not rituals. Salvation is not regulations. Salvation is a relationship. You'll be with me. It's immediate, it's certain, it's a relationship. And number four, it's forever. It's a place forever. You'll be with me in paradise. So, in this simple little story of the thief, we get the five things you gotta know, and we've got the four things you can be sure of, so you don't have to ever doubt your salvation. Finally, the question is, when? When can I be saved? Look at these closing verses. 2 Corinthians 6:2. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. Not next week, not at the end of your life, not after you've thought about it. Today is the day to be saved. Now you notice, remember, there were two thieves on the cross and there were two responses. One of them insulted Jesus and the other accepted Jesus. And God gives you that right. You can insult Jesus. I don't need the cross. I don't need your death for me. I'm a good person. I'm gonna get to heaven on my own merit. You can insult Jesus by saying that. Say, what you did was not important. What you did was unnecessary because I'm basically a good guy. You're not at 100, and you're certainly not perfect. I know it says today, but I'm going to wait a while. I'm not going to decide right now. Listen to me very closely. Not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is a decision. It's saying, I'm rejecting it. I'm not, it's right there laid in front of you. Today is the day of salvation. Not to decide is to decide. Romans 10:13, last verse in your outline. When can I be saved? Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Would God lie? No. Would he break this promise? No. It is guaranteed. Have you settled this issue? Maybe this is your first time at Saddleback, or maybe you've been coming for 35 years and you've never settled this issue. Did you know that 1,000 years before you were born, God knew you were going to hear this message? Did you know that God has been preparing you your entire life for this? This is your day. Today is the day of salvation. Let's bow our heads. And in this closing moment, I want to ask you, have you settled this issue? Have you acknowledged the same five facts as the dying thief on the cross? As I said, for your entire life, God's been preparing you for this moment. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. God had you watch and hear this because he wants you in his family and he wants you in heaven for eternity. Doesn't matter how young or old you are, doesn't matter what you've done or who you've done it with or how long you've done it. I'm going to pray a simple prayer of salvation. We really could just say, remember me, because it's all about your attitude. Well, let me just add in a few of the words that talk about these things we must know. And as I pray this, you say in your heart, me too, God, me too. Or you can just pray it after me. Just say this in your mind. Dear God, I know that when I die, I'm going to give an account of my life to you directly. And God, I know that for much of my life, I have ignored you. I've done what I wanted to do. And I've loved other things more than you. I've sinned. I lived by my plan for my life, not your plan for my life. Starting right now, I want to turn away from my sins toward you. God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for all the things that I've done wrong. I know that I don't deserve your forgiveness. And I know that only your grace could save me. And God, I know that I could never be good enough to get into a perfect place. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much that you took all the guilt of everything I've ever done wrong on yourself. Wow. You made me acceptable for heaven. And in my eyes, I'm a sinner, but in your eyes, you make me perfect. And Lord, just like that thief on the cross, I'm saying to you today, remember me. And just like that young, or that middle-aged man down in southern Mexico, I say to you, see, yes. Save me not just from eternal separation from you, but save me from the sins and the habits that are messing up my life right now. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe that you'll keep your promise to save me instantly and certainly and completely and eternally. And help me to never doubt your grace again. Lord, I thank you that your grace is so great that it covers everything we've ever done wrong. Help us to not be saved by grace and then try to live by works. Help us to live by that grace every day of our lives. Thank you for your unconditional love. And thank you, Jesus, for doing what we could not do for ourselves. We all thank you together and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody, and why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad that you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. As Jesus made his way to Calvary on the road called Via Dolorosa, which translates to the way of suffering, there were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. It will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful, glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is available only through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love reading letters that I get from you, and I want to just read one that made my day just recently. It said this: "Dear Pastor Rick and to all who make Daily Hope possible, I'm a college student in San Diego, and I just want to thank you for all you've done through Daily Hope and through your teaching. I've learned so much, and your broadcasts have truly strengthened my faith and my relationship to God. You're such an able channel of God's word toward me exactly when I need it. In every broadcast, I feel like God's speaking directly to me." Yeah, do you ever feel like that? That's because God's word applies to each of our hearts. And then he says, "Enclosed is my tax refund. I was thinking about buying some new running shoes, but mile for mile, I know you'll go further with it than I will. It's not much, but I know you and God can do great things with what I give. Thanks again for everything. God bless, Cameron." Wow, that's great, Cameron. God bless you. I'm super excited when people like you, young adults, are eager to learn God's word and also to support God's kingdom work. Now, this young guy is giving his tax refund to support Daily Hope so we can continue to reach more people with the hope of Christ. That is faith. Cameron, I just want to say to you personally, I'm sure that God's going to richly bless you for your example to others and because of your priorities and because of your generosity, and thank you so much.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program has been sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.